the day begins at Odyssey Elementary, the whole school is moving. Inside some classrooms, an organized dance party. The desks and chairs out of the way, the whole class on their feet.
Go!
And outside, some grades are running races. Then, after 15 minutes of this...
But the great thing is they calm right down and they're ready to learn.
Tim Bess, the elementary healthy lifestyle supervisor with the Davis School District, says research shows exercise boosts learning.
In order for learning to occur, you have to have blood in the two hemispheres.
So they built that whole concept into this school. Odyssey principal Vicki Corwin says the school just opened last year with the idea of physical activity and movement.
We have stools, for example, that aren't flat on the bottom, so those kids that need that kind of additional movement, we provide that as an option for them. We have standing tables, tables that they're adjustable height. So some kids want to stand and not sit in their chair all day.
The classrooms open into collaboration areas.
It's hard to instruct a seven-year-old for 60 minutes in a row. For some kids, it's necessary, not naughty, to move.
The program here and at eight other Davis schools builds movement into the lessons.
For example, you say, we're reviewing for a test. If you think it's A, go to this corner. If you think it's B, go to this corner.
Sarah Roundy with the Utah Department of Health praises this school's unique design, but says other schools around the state can also have active classrooms.
There's small, simple things that teachers can do. So get a partner, have a ball, and pass a ball back and forth through their spelling. And come in and hurry and do a quick 5-minute break and then move on.
Corwin says it's working not just to keep kids healthy, but also to boost their academic success.
When you have kids who are more engaged, more learning is happening.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.